Look, Al, 10 goals in 2 matches against Bradford. Not a bad return for a season.
I know, and it's weird, really, because I think the matches have been closer than the scorelines suggest, definitely, you know, like today. In the first half, we've come off at half-time winning 3-1, but could easily have been 3-all. Spenner's made 2 great saves. Could Bradford are a good side, you know, and they're not where they are for any other reason. The fact they've got good players, you know, they work hard, play good football, and it's, you know, we're quite, I wouldn't say fortunate because we played well in both games as well, but to score 10 goals and against the side like Bradford is, you know, it's testament to our players as well, I suppose. But you know, we'll take it. We've been saying for a long time that people, you know, that somebody's going to get a thumping, and today it's happened. You know, scoreline wise.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, put that one in the back kind of stuff.
You think today was a lot of it was down to getting used to the pitch? I think it was a slow. So especially a slow start. I think first 10-15. You wouldn't have put on the money on that score.
Yeah, I said at half time it was going to be mistakes that cost any of the teams today, as we saw with the goal that we conceded first. You know, so as soon as we cut the mistakes out, you know, I thought we would get a foothold in the game. I didn't really say how it was going to pan out because of the surface and it being heavier. You know, there was points early on when I was thinking of changing it quite early and going 4-4-2.
Well, I was in the stand in the first half and I could see you. I got the impression you thought we were giving the ball away a bit cheaply.
We were, but you know, like surface wise and the fact, you know, got to remember that these lads are—they're not full-time pros. You know, we've had 2 weeks of training on a five-a-side pitch at the JJB. You know, and that doesn't help. You know, so I think it just took a little bit of time for them to get back into the swing of things after the Christmas and New Year period. And once that happened, I thought, you know, especially when we've been fortunate enough to get the 3-1 lead, I thought we picked Bradford off quite well. You know, and I thought it was an enjoyable game as well for everybody.
Yeah.
I think everybody's enjoyed themselves, and you know, that's always a bonus.
You mentioned before, Spenner, another 2 or 3 greats, so not for the start, kept us in it, really.
Yeah. You know, but that's when we brought him in, we knew what it was all about, and you know, he just keeps reaffirming my decision to bring him in, and you know, he's a great kid as well. So
another word for Stephen Johnson, another cracking game.
Yeah, he's done fantastically well. He, you know, he's shown that many things that he's got in his armoury, and you know, it's not so much a headache. It's a pleasure to have him around, because we've got there's that many different positions where we can see him sliding in and really affecting the game in a great way. And you know, some of his footwork and you know, and his delivery and his quality, he's fantastic. And I thought today he's absolutely worked his tripod to be fair. And you know, I can't ask for any more. You know, he's looks as though he's settling in well.
And Saturday, Stafford.
Yeah,
I mean the low down surprising for me because where they've come from, you know, but
we've been in this league long enough to know there's no easy games. Yeah. Top teams lose to bottom teams all the time. We've got to approach the game in the same manner as we have today, and every other game that we're going to come up against.
A certain Mr. Carl working in midfield to maybe prove 1 or 2 things.
Yeah, definitely. You know, all about Kazi, and you know, he's great for us when he was here, and I'm sure he's doing a great job for Stafford. You know, the goal he scored against Bradford early on in the season will live long in the memory.
Absolutely.
He pops up with quite a number of them goals. I think 4 or 5 for us.
Yeah. He's got the week for Stafford as well.
Yeah. You know, so we'll know all about what, you know, what Kazi offers, and we'll try and nullify him for 90 minutes. And it'd be good to see him though.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.